All right, Deuteronomy 28, 47 and 48. It says, because you did not serve the Lord your God joyfully and gladly in the time of prosperity, therefore in hunger and in thirst, in nakedness and dire poverty, you will serve the enemies that the Lord sends against you. Because during a time of prosperity, God wants the glory. He wants you to bless him. It shows throughout history, throughout the scriptures, that God, before a time of repentance, would lavish his children with great prosperity to turn their hearts towards him. That was his first method. His first method was to bless abundantly so that they would just fall to their knees and say, God, we don't deserve this. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done. Look at the mountains declare your majesty. Your goodness is overflowing. Your grace is more than sufficient. Your mercy just completely blows my mind. But they didn't. They got full of themselves and greedy for more, 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 more stingy. And guess what he did? I'll give it to you. Have you ever felt like you've been hungry, thirsty, naked, in dire poverty, serving your enemies? I have, and it stinks. Proverbs 13, 18 says, ignoring discipline causes poverty. Ignoring discipline causes poverty. How many of you need to be a little more obedient? 1 Samuel 2, 7 says, the Lord sends poverty and wealth. Shall I say that again? You mean it's not man? No, it says, let's try that. The Lord sends poverty. Poverty and wealth. Someone say poverty and wealth. The Lord sends it. He humbles and he exalts. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with the princes and has them inherit a throne of honor. How many of you want to be one of those that he exalts? Then there's some things that have to change. So here is my summary, 7 steps to poverty. You need to take notes. Don't assume you know it all. Okay, so here's a formula for poverty, 7 steps to poverty. Number 1, be lazy and half-hearted. I have searched every single scripture that talks about being poor and poverty, and these 7 things come out of all those scriptures. So be lazy and work half-heartedly unto yourself or unto your boss. Did you hear me? Work half-heartedly to yourself or to your boss, and it is a guarantee poverty awaits you. Number 2, fools, drunkards, gluttons, and wasteful people will go poor. Fools, drunkards, gluttons, and wasteful people will go poor. 3, prideful, haughty during times of prosperity, forgetting God, and that will bring on poverty. Number 4, hiding your sins. There's a scripture in Proverbs where it says, he who hides sin has poverty waiting for him. He who tries to hide his sin. Number 5, the love of money will bring on poverty. If you desire money more than you desire anything else, more than your God, more than your kids, more than your wife, then guess what? Poverty will come on you. 6, being selfish and stingy is an absolute formula for poverty. People that will not give will be impoverished. Number 7, be fearful and poverty will come on you. In Matthew 25, it talks about the parable of the talents, which I'll talk about a little bit later. In Matthew 25, it talks about the servant who said, I was afraid, so I hid my talent. And God called him wicked and he casted him out with weeping and gnashing of teeth. He says, I was afraid. I was what? Afraid. So I hid my talent, which meant he did nothing with what was given to him. Did you hear me? If you do nothing with what has been given to you, like the business that you have, if you do nothing with what has been given to you, maybe the job that you have, the family that you have, the responsibility you have, if you do nothing with the talents, if you're called to sing and you're doing nothing with it, hello? If you do nothing with what you've been given, it will be taken from you, given to someone else who already has, and you'll be casted out. That's what it says. Okay, let's talk about money. Like the good side of money. Okay? Money. Here's some negative scriptures about money. You already know these. You've heard these your whole life. Matthew 6:25. No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. And that's the truth. But can you serve the God who has the money? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Ecclesiastes 5:10 says, whoever loves money never has money enough. That's how you know if you're plagued with greed, by the way. That's how you know if you've got greed in your heart, it's because no matter how much you make, it's never enough. You never are satisfied with what you have. That is a spirit of greed. Did you hear me? That's a spirit of greed. I used to be absolutely plagued, possessed by a spirit of greed. And I'm here to say today that there is no price that someone can pay me to do something that my daddy in heaven has not led me to do. Nothing. I will not compromise my walk with him for a price tag. 10 years ago, different story. Totally different story. Whoever loves money never has money enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with his income. This too is totally meaningless. Just as she, any of us, because I know that we're all here for a reason. How many of you, no matter how much you make, it doesn't seem to satisfy you? Let's be honest. It never seems to be good enough. No matter every time you hit a goal, it never seems to be good enough. Anybody? How many feel like you're constantly falling short? And that when you reach that point, don't get all religious on me, by the way. Religion is just going to keep you in a box. Be honest. If you get to that point where you get, oh, I've got the house in the area that I want to live. And if it's never enough, that you're never satisfied with things and possessions and money and getting a raise, that you're like, oh, well, it's only this much. Hello? Then you're plagued with greed.